Also this chiluk of Yisrael Mishpatim is like a chibur of Shmayim and Oretz as well. It's the other Indian of the Mizbeach Adoma. You got to make a chiluk of Shmayim and Oretz. This is really negiah to Shkolim, which comes in these parashiyas. Because one of these sages is that Chodesh Adar, we know, is connected to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Midas HaYisod. Midas HaYisod is the Targum, Kichol B'Shamayim Ba'aretz, the Achid Shmayim Ba'ar. So the Chodesh Adar is the school of Achid Shmayim Ba'ar, and Machabe Shmayim. And if you see the whole time in Megillah, that talks about the Lyonim and the Tachtoinim together. You look and walk through the major Shabbat. Laila hu nodod ashnas ha-melech. This is nodod ashnas ha-melech betachtoinim, nodod ashnas ha-melech ve-elyoinim. The whole thing was like, it says melech, the melech down here, and kabiyachul ha-abdul ha-melech ha-abdeh. The whole thing in the Megillah is the hischabrus of the elyoinim to the tachtoinim. The Achashverosh wanted to establish himself as a melech down here betachtoinim to sever from the malkish ha-elyoinim. Kabiyachul ha-hold, and that's, they chose the wrong month. Haman is the Chamalik, we've discussed many times. The Chamalik is the one who separates Shemayim and Oretz. So the Shemayim is the Bechim's Roish, because the other Rishon's Roish was in Shemayim, and the Guf is Oretz. And Esav had his head chopped off, because his Inyan is that he's Mafrid bin Shemayim and Oretz. Yudke Shemayim, Vovke is Oretz. Right? He's Mafrid between the Yudke and the Vovke. So, because he's mafrid between Shemayim and Oretz, therefore he was left hanging between Shemayim and Oretz. Because he's mafrid, remember, and Purim is the bechina of his chabrus, bechina of Shemayim and Oretz. That's why all the Purim dikar mitzvahs are all keilu Oretz dikar mitzvahs, bringing everything into the Eretz, his mishteh, his simcha, all Oretz dikar mitzvahs, because the word of Purim was that there's no anymore in this Mechis Amalek, there's no such thing as Oretz without Shemayim. Forget it. So Oretz, the Shemayim and Oretz are mamish together. So Chodesh Adar, that's where Adar is, you know, Aleph Dar. So you do an Aleph means Aleph Pele'elim Shemayim, Dar means Dar down here in the Oretz. Adar is Aleph Dar. Aleph Dar is so. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one who bought the Shechinah Dar, Ma'ir Dashem Al Hasinai. Hayer Davai Al Hasina, Matan Torah was Yidua Al Yonim came down to the Tachtoinim, right? There's a famous Medrash, there was a Gezer Al Yonim, Lo Yeridu La Tachtoinim, through the Chet of the Nochosh, and then by Yer Dashem Al Hasina, Al Yonim came down to the Tachtoinim. So Moshe Rabbeinu did that, pulled that off, Kiilu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who made Shemayim Ha'aretz, one Rishus, he went up and down. So Mela, therefore, Haman saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was died. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, so there's like a period. Like a period ben in Yonim to Tachtoinim. There's a period in Yonim to Tachtoinim, so then he could get in and make his Tachas a period, and he could help Achashverosh Taka become Taka Melech, he was Melech Bekipa, and make this Oretz into his own Malchus. When he was Mesiach Das, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Noilat, so Faket, it's more than a Sinus Koyach Taka to bring the Shemayim down to the Oretz. And not only that, it's the Chodesh of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef Tzadik is Midas HaYisod, and Midas HaYisod is Dafka the Ochid Shemayim Ba'ar. So this is Dafka a month where there's a Chibur Shemayim Ba'ar. So as soon as there's a Chibur Shemayim Ba'ar, that's the Bittul of Amalek. That's the Bittul of Amalek. That's why Ein Bein Esav, Ein Zarah Shel Esav Neufel Elev De Zarah Shel Yosef. Yosef Tzadik is the Ochid Shemayim Ba'ar, Esav is the Mafrid Shemayim Ba'ar. So made it therefore, Chodesh Adar was the Chodesh of Aleph Dar. He thought he could take away the Aleph from Dar, and he thought he could be the Dar down here. That was Mizgala Dafka Chodesh Adar and Aleph Dar as a Chibur Shemayim Oretz, which is Midas Hayesod Yosef Tzadik Hachid Shemayim Ara. And that's why you see that's the whole sod. The Hakdome is the Machzis Hashekel. Machzis Hashekel means there's half down here and there's half up there. The whole Indian of a Machzis and Kedusha is that everything there is down here is also up there in Shemayim. So everything down here is only a half. There's a double. Shabbos, we know Shemayim comes down to Oretz. So Shabbos is the Bechin of Lechem Mishnah. Shabbos is the Bechin of Lechem Mishnah, it's double. Like the Hilchos Kashrus Magid said, Mishnah is called Mishnah. Mishnah means double, because just like the person's learning down here, his neshama is learning up there as well. There's a chibur together, when he's learning down here, he's learning up there. So that's the sod of Stam. This week we had a whole We had the whole siyach l'shmayin in yonim of kibrei tzaddikim. So that's the whole inyan. When you learn Torah and you go to a tzion, you go to a tzion of a tzaddik. So pshat is it says that sifsoyis adayu is bekeva. So that's the word sifsoyis adayu is bekeva, meaning that he comes down ki'il as a bechina. In other words, came out moedika amkus. Tzaddik hari up there is masik moedika zach more than he was masik down here, right? Tzaddik goes up to Shemayim, he's masik the hecher, hecher zach. When you go to the tzaddik's tzion, you learn you're there by the tzaddik, and you're learning his Torah, right? So then what happens is that you get the hasogus of the tzaddik, what the tzaddik's learning from up there. That's a moedika zach. And up there in the Masifta Derekiah, he's masik nasach hechra of nasach hechra oifen. So when a person learns the Torah of the tzaddik, that's the whole inyan of going to kibbutz tzaddikim is be'ikah. When people hop from kever to kever, you know, when a person's dobek to a certain sefer, you learn that sefer, and he's mamish dobek to the neshama, the machaber of that sefer, then you go to the tzion, then it's a moedika gazach to go to the tzion. Then you go and see it's yedua. The Amishnah Rebbe tells people who want to go to Uman Rosh Hashanah, they're only if they're mamish kosher to the tzvar, and then they should go. You have to be dobek to the sefer in order to appreciate being by the tzion. So what's the Oymek? So the Oymek is that the Vart is that the Torah that he learned down, that you're learning of the Tzaddik down here, the Torah that he wrote down here, is the Torah that he wrote down here. And then when you finish the Torah that you learned down here, and then you go, you learn the Sfarim, and you go to the Tzion, you're down by the Tzion, so then you start connecting to the Torah that he's learning now, in the Hechel HaDerekiah. The person that hasn't learned the Tzaddik's Torah down here, so he goes to the Tzion, he's limited, unless he's going to get Hasogas from the Enish Khan Chavruza Bechal Medeh Tzaddik. Chavruza the Tzaddik learned with him. A person learned the Torah of the Tzaddik down here, and he's masik the Torah, the Tzaddik's Torah down here, and then he goes to the Tzion. So then he's dovek to the Tzaddik in the Torah that the Tzaddik's learning in the Mehechal HaDurkiyah. So that's Agav. But that's the Nakuda. Everything down here is half of up there. And the Ikki is to make a whole. So Shabbos is Sholem. Shabbos Sholem. Shabbat Shalom. Because Sholem is the Bechinim and the two halves come together. That's the Bechinim of Lechem Mishnah. So Mele, with Hakdoma Tochidish Adar, which is the Elyonim and the Tachtoinim, is the Sod of the Machtes Hashekel. And that's why the Rebbein Shalem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea Shalish. In other words, there's a Machtes Hashekel down here, but there's also the other half. Where's the other half? Where's the other half? The Rebbein Shalom showed that the Machtes Hashekel you're giving down here, the other half is the Matbea Shel Eish. The Rebbein Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbein Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu Aruch Nistik Machtes Hashekel. Matbea Shel Eish. So this Chetzi connects, and that's the whole Akdama to Purim. The whole Akdama to Purim is how everything we're doing down here is the Chetzi that we're connecting to the Chetzi up there. That's Chodesh, that's how you go into Chodesh Adar. That's how you go into Yosef's Chodesh, the Chodesh of the Ochid Shmaya Vahara. That's Haman, it was mamish just the opposite. Haman is just the opposite. That's we have to.
What does he mean? What does he mean? Haman down?
No, because Haman is Amalek. Amalek is a period.
Mm-hmm.
So everything Amalek wanted to do was fakir. If you don't have, if you're not ma'achet shemayim ba'aretz, is the person's sof is that he doesn't have not shemayim and not aretz, and that was the oinish of kliya. He's hanging in between shemayim ba'aretz. The person's got to be an aretz al derech to bring the ochet shemayim ba'aretz. That's the yisod. It's the whole yisod. When it came out in the middle, we explained the whole yisod. Yehikach Moshe's atzmas Yosef imoy. And the sod of Yosef is that Yosef always makes the ochet shmaya v'ara. He always makes the chibur between the yonim and the tachtoinim. The whole vart in the midbar is that was a moedik chibur between the yonim and the tachtoinim. As we discussed, the mon came from shemayim and the mayim came from down here. Whatever the aretz produces, shemayim produced. Whatever shemayim produces, the aretz produced. And the kriyas yamsov is yidua. And the Zohar Kaddish brings down that there was a bekia down here and there was a bekia up there. And they saw all the shemayims. Bekiah down here, Bekiah up there. All these inyanim were all inyanim until the climax. Vayered Hashem al Hasinai, which is the greatest achet shemayim v'aretz. That was b'schus the atzmus Yosef, that came with him, which is the middle of the achet shemayim v'aretz. You see, read through the Midrashim, you see the Midrash Shabbos, and you see this thing repeats itself over and over again. So this is the Chiddush of Ochi Shmaya V'Ara. Everything we're doing down here, half of us, the other half is doing up there.
Sound like this week that the Kaskar is in Sayyid Tehillim for davening on a hefsek. The whole Tehillim. On a hefsek doesn't mean, it means on a hefsek.
On a hefsek.
So he's laving on the daf and also.
Wow. Oh, that's a person's whole life just to be like that. Yeah.